We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, I've got number three of the triple dipper boomer. I made it to number three. I got all the way to the third dip.
Man, that's really good.
It doesn't always happen, but that's usually a sign of a full show. Despite the fact that it's a full show, we're going to head into number three on the triple dipper. And it's basically, I've called it, What's the Agenda? It's a series of things that are happening out there. You look at it and you go, that's not a one-off. That didn't just happen because, you know, some summer intern got hold of the Twitter account. No, that's legit agenda stuff right there. That's something's going on behind the scenes, and that's one of the symptoms that we're seeing. Well, I'll tell you a few stories about this. Before I do, though, let me just take a call. I got line one, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today?
Doing well, and it sounds like you gentlemen are also, except you're about to make everybody mad. But to go back to a walking Joe Biden's world,
yeah,
which is, I think I can see, if I look through his eyes, exactly why he's selling off our strategic petroleum reserve. It's because we don't need this much fuel after he gave away all our equipment in Afghanistan.
We
don't have as much to fuel.
Yeah, well, there's that. And maybe part of his, what he called it, the necessary transition. The pain is part of the necessary transition.
Think about what that equipment could have done in Poland, shoring up things around that area.
Oh, no doubt. For that matter, what could it have done just stockpiling it here and being able to put it where we need it at another time?
Indubitably, our National Guard always needs replacements and upgrades.
Absolutely, but 60,000 of our National Guard are about to be axed due to the COVID vaccine mandate. So the whole thing is just a debacle.
Okay, well, that just made me mad, so I really look forward to the next segment. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you, as always. Folks, you want to call in, we'll just take calls. I'm going to go through my next segment here. Yes, some of the stuff I've got on this list is probably going to make you mad. Why? Because I know this audience, y'all think like I do. You're a bunch of right-side ruffians, and it made me mad. But if you want to call in, I'll take calls throughout, all right? So we'll just pause and take a call. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Okay, let's start with this one. Okay, brace yourself. Boomer, like, strap in, man. All right. Story off of justthenews.com. Remember this segment, this part of the Triple Dipper, is called What's the Agenda? Like, there are things happening, and they are not just happenstance. They weren't just one-off opportunities for somebody to screw something up. They weren't just a thing that somebody went, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't mean for that to happen. No, they meant for it to happen because there's an agenda. So what's the agenda? That's the name of this section of the Triple Dipper. Here's the first story I've got, dated Saturday, July 23rd, from justthenews.com. GOP lawmakers question the constitutionality of State Department grants to spread atheism abroad. You heard me. Republican lawmakers are questioning the constitutionality of a Biden State Department program to fund the spread of atheism and humanism internationally. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. There's an actual plan. I'm going to give you a quote for it. It says, at the end of June, a group of 15 Republican members of Congress wrote to President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken about a State Department funding program from April of 2021 that would, quote, award grants of up to $500,000 to organizations committed to the practice and spread of atheism and humanism in South Central Asia and the Middle East and North Africa. What in God's name? What is the agenda here? Well, you know, the Biden administration's made it clear. They just basically think that the acceptance of atheism and humanism is part of the American culture, I guess. I don't know. But the lawmakers, they had to take the high road. Even though this is a grievance to the foundation of our nation, this is a grievance to the founding fathers and the principles of Christianity that so often have been what built this nation. But they go ahead, they took the high road. They said they note that both atheism and humanism are, quote, official belief systems, and that any program to, you know, basically sponsor these belief systems would have to be unconstitutional. Here's the kicker for me on this. At the bottom of the article, it says, observing that atheism has long been the shared religion of progressives and communists, they said, as our country becomes more and more close to communism, as we get more and more progressives in government, it should not be surprising that Joe Biden wants to educate the world that one of the reasons for our success is apparently our belief in atheism. Who said this one? Heritage Foundation guy said this. And he urged, here's the important piece, he urged the slumbering American clergy to wake up and warn Americans of Biden administration's promotion of atheism. You heard me. It's a real article. Go look it up on justthenews.com. But, oh, by the way, it's a real grant program for the promotion of atheism and humanism using your tax dollars in foreign countries. If that doesn't make you mad, makes you wonder, what's the agenda here? What is your actual purpose? Why would they even go down this road? I mean, I look at this and think, that's the most, I was about to say god-awful, but that's like a pun. That is absolutely an inappropriate and complete, you know, unjustifiable use of our tax dollars. $500,000 grants to support the spread of atheism in foreign countries. What the heck? All right, let me make you mad on something else. You want to call in 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Here's the next one. What's the agenda? Well, this agenda is pretty obvious. All right, the smells of childhood. Boomer, I don't know about your childhood, man. I've known you most of your childhood, actually, and your adulthood. But, are there certain smells, like certain things, like if you just smell it, it takes you back to, I mean, like mom's cooking or some special something you played with, some toys?
Yes, I can think of three right now. Cookies, homemade cookies.
Oh, yeah.
The smell of, like, the pine in Christmas.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas tree, absolutely.
Yeah, and then, honestly, the smell of a baseball field.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were a big baseball player. You had a college scholarship to play baseball, didn't you? Yeah, it's yeah, and the pine is not the little air freshener hanging on the mirror in your car. You're
The real deal. Right. The real deal.
All right, well, some of the smells of my childhood, too, and I, by the way, I would agree with all those. Two of the smells of my childhood, some of y'all can identify with this, Play-Doh. Oh, man, you open the can of Play-Doh, you can smell it. I mean, I guarantee you there are people out there who immediately began to smell Play-Doh in their minds. Here's the other one, Crayola crayons. You like the new school year, you get your school supplies, and one of them is the fresh box of crayons. None of them are broken yet. Mm. You know, they've all still got their points on them. And I was never the kid that got the 64-pack with the little sharpener in the side of the box. I didn't get that. I was always having to borrow, you know, the strange colors from my buddy who always had the most crayons. How about this? TheBlaze.com reports as of yesterday. Crayola Crayon has gone woke and faces a boycott after being accused of pushing transgender agendas to children.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you, man. Oh. I'm sitting here looking at it. What's the agenda? That's the number three on the triple dipper. What's the agenda here? Crayola, the crayon company, is accused by TheBlaze.com of pushing a transgender agenda to small children. The crayon company is now facing a potential boycott as parents get, you know, livid over this. Here's the deal. Crayola, which reportedly has a target market of ages 2 to 10, shared images of a transgender model on its social media accounts. Crayola promoted Julian Gavino, a.k.a. the disabled hippie. There's a title. On the Crayon Company's Facebook and Instagram pages to celebrate Disability Pride Month. I guess we're in double pride now. Disability Pride Month. Why don't we just have... it's about to be Pride Year, I think, at this point. Anyway, Julian Gavino, and then they quickly insert the pronouns he, him, is a fashion model, writer, and activist who identifies as a transgender man. Okay, so he, him is really a she. Anyway, born with a progressive neurological condition, Julian is passionate about advocating for his respective communities. Julian is determined to normalize disabled and trans bodies in the fashion world. By the way, that's all in quotes on Crayola's website or social media. Crayola posted three images of Gavino, including one where he is wearing a leopard print jumpsuit and another with a lime green jacket with a chain bra, as well as latex pants and high-heeled boots. Crayola then disabled all comments on its Instagram and limited who could comment on Facebook. You know why? Because they couldn't stand the pressure. That's why. Because there's a bunch of folks out there who would qualify as right side ruffians who literally went, "What in God's name just happened to the smells of my childhood?" And they, by the way, they quote some of the comments on Twitter, and you can imagine what they were. Hashtag boycott Crayola quickly became a trending on Twitter. What you got?
I just texted my wife and said we got to throw those crayons away.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No doubt.
I just said, You should call in. This is infuriating.
I'm saying, and I've probably got right side ruffians that are like going blind with rage as they drive home on the roads in our listening area. Okay, let me. Which one do I want here? Go through your stack, Phil. What else can you make people mad with as we finish out the day? Which one do I want next? How about this one? Ford to lay off thousands in order to bankroll its green transition. I just keep your microphone muted right now, bud. Just keep your microphone muted. It's all right. Contain. So Ford, Daily Caller reports this as of yesterday. Ford Motor Company is moving to lay off thousands of workers in order to fund its electric vehicles program that supports the Biden administration's climate goals, according to Bloomberg. The automaker is planning to lay off 8,000 of its employees to raise profits and pay for its ramp-up of EV production, Bloomberg reported Wednesday. Ford will spend roughly $50 billion, according to Reuters, to make 2 million electric vehicles by 2026, after selling just 27,000 in 2021. So in 5 years, they're going to go from 27,000 to 2 million, and the plan includes they have to lay off 8,000 employees to do this. In a speech Wednesday, this last Wednesday, President Joe Biden said his green energy transition will ultimately create more jobs. When I think about climate change, I think jobs, Biden said. Surely he was reading the teleprompter when he said it. Well, a Ford spokesman did not comment on possible job cuts, but told the Daily Caller that changes are underway across the company to deliver on its transformation plan. In other words, they're being forced into it. The industry is being forced into it. And what do they have to do? They got to make changes. What does that mean? Lay people off. That's where we are. What's the agenda? Well, the agenda there is absolutely move forward with the green energy, because it's like I said the other day when I gave my monologue on hot sauce liberals. They don't care about the pain. It's important to get this done. This is important. This is absolutely necessary. It's part of the transition, said President Biden. Take me to a break, Boomer. Take me to a break right now. Do not delay. I got to calm down before I get to these last couple. I don't know, like, how are illegal migrants using their arrest warrants as IDs? Or how about the child rapist and murderer who is now lauded as a feminist advocate? Or, I don't know, how about the fact that Google is apparently suppressing searches for pro-life pregnancy centers? What's the agenda? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Listen, before we go too much further, I got to tell you, I had the good news earlier. You know, in my segment about Governor Ivey, and I said I'll call good things when I see him. One of the good things that I was able to call out was that Alabama just hit record unemployment, like lows, record low unemployment. Let me say it the right way. It's good. 2.7% unemployment is awesome. But there are still people out there looking for jobs, and I know it. And there are still employers looking for people to fill the ranks of their workforce. So if you are in either one of those categories, an individual looking for a job, or an employer looking for people to hire, ZLA Solutions may be your solution. ZLA Solutions is like epic good at matching jobs with people. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got good jobs posted all over North Alabama. And oh, by the way, they can help you employers with all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do it all, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And it's true. Their mission in life is to make your business better. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, I got a caller who held on during the break, and I appreciate that. So let me just grab that real quick. Micah from Hartsel. Hey, Micah, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, you know, I've sat back and I've watched conservatives in this country for 30 years, and what they tend to do is get angry. And then by the time the election season rolls around, they forgot what they were so angry about, which extinguishes their fire.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Crayola, companies like Crayola, I would say, rather than just become angry about the situation, I know there's a boycott that's, you know, trending right now, but what about all the churches and the conservatives, Alabama conservatives, our churches that teach vacation Bible school and Sunday school? How about they send a letter and let them know that they're going to boycott them based on their marketing choices?
Being angry
is not enough.
I totally agree. And, you know, some might say that's cancel culture. I would not. I would say it's making a choice just not to participate in what they're doing. And I think it's important for the churches, like you mentioned churches, it's important for churches to begin speaking up. I think we've got to have the clergy saying something about this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It's our responsibility. It's our duty.
Yeah, totally agree. Micah, thanks for hanging on, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. You have a great day. All right, listen, we are up against it. It's 4:55 p.m. Let me just go ahead and make you mad a little bit more before you go. I'm not even sure. I mean, like, there's one story I've got here that's so awful that I can't read all the details. Postmillennial wrote that very, very graphic story. So, like I said, I'm not going to go in. It describes in great detail the reasons why this person should not be a hero. Headline is, child rapist and murderer lauded as a feminist and advocate for LGBTQ rights. Patricia Elaine Trimble, according to the Postmillennial, a biological male, who is now identifying, of course, as a female, who raped 2 9-year-old girls and who murdered a developmentally disabled cellmate while incarcerated, has been recently celebrated in left-wing media as a, quote, transgender woman, feminist, and activist. Trimble's been spending time in prison advocating for the rights of the, quote, incarcerated LGBTQ plus community. Is a regular contributor to the Prison Journalism Project. It's a nonprofit organization that gives a platform for prison inmates. And in 2019, Trimble published an academic paper in the Harvard Kennedy School student publication LGBTQ Policy. They have this overly rosy view of this guy who just only became a so-called transgender recently. Vice published a rosy portrait of Trimble, it says in the article in 2019, that focused on his transgender journey, but never mentions the double child rape convictions and only glossed over the murder charge. Listen, they go into the details then. They pulled the cases, and I can't do it on the air. I'm not going to do it to you. But suffice to say, that is not a hero. That is somebody to be shunned. You can love them and want them to know the Lord, but you do not have to sanction their behavior and call them a hero in the process. Which one do I have next? Which one do I want to do? I'll do this one. I'll do this one because it's fresh right now because Charlene's got to get her. So my lovely wife has got to get her star ID, I guess. You know, the star ID. Wow. Anyway, and she's got to have like 15,000 forms of identification. You know, everything that proves where you live, who you are, who you're married to. Is it really you? I don't know. Are they going to ask for biometric data, you know, DNA samples, you know, urine samples? I don't know. How about this? That's for us, but townhall.com reports Senator Josh Hawley calls out the TSA for allowing illegal migrants to use their arrest warrants as ID to get on planes. Yes. Yes, Boomer's having like an apoplectic fit over here. Senator Josh Hawley interrogated the TSA Administrator David Pekoske for allowing illegal migrants to use arrest warrants as a form of identification when flying across the country. Tell me what the agenda is here. So he went and asked him, and Pekoske said, well, only under 1,000 have used the civil arrest warrants or as note for identification. Under 1,000? Oh, it's only a little bit bad. Like 1,000. How about no? How about if we have to get star IDs that require 97 forms of identification, that we shouldn't be seeing them using their arrest warrants because they're here illegal to get on planes in the U.S. of A. All right. What's the agenda? I think you can tell what the agenda is. All right, folks. I love you. I hate to make you mad right as we go home, but we'll be back here tomorrow, and I'll try to find something more cheerful to start off with. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next. You got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have a great night.